But how can he beat a man who takes in more money than the income, we figure, of Madonna and Michael Jackson combined? As we said before, it takes a lot of money to keep one of these TV ministries on the air. But we have been told that making money and marketing are what this man does best. People said his organization is a state-of-the-art factory for donations, all for the operations and bank accounts of the Robert Tilton Ministry.
And I'll tell you something else. Those that mess with me, they're messing with the apple of God's eye.
This is Robert Tilton. He has the fastest growing ministry on television today.
You foul, rotten, stinking devil. I'm going to beat you up, you devil. I'm going to cut you to pieces in the name of Jesus.
Viewers are riveted by his melodrama, his quirky style.
I love you.
And he parlays all of it into a high-tech church in Dallas and more airtime than almost any other televangelist.
I'll say yes, Lord.
Tilton takes in so much money, he makes other TV ministers look like amateurs.
And I want you to make a $1,000 vow of faith. Oh, I know you probably don't have $1,000, but vow it.
Try to find out how much money Tilton makes, and you discover the ministry is shrouded in secrecy. The pastor has bodyguards. His offices are sealed off with armed security and surveillance cameras. But Primetime obtained some of Tilton's financial documents. These are daily deposits. And based on these, Tilton's followers send his ministry conservatively $80 million a year, tax-free.